It's time for My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball.
Jello, everybody.
Yes, it's the new Gay Family series starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning. Brought to you by the Jell-O family of desserts.
J-E-L-L-O. The big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tapioca puddings. Yes, sirree.
And now Lucille Ball with Richard Denning as Liz and George Cooper, two people who live together and like it.
As we look in on the Coopers tonight, George hasn't returned home from work, and Liz is in the kitchen talking to Katie, the maid.
Do you know what day this is, Katie?
Yes, Mrs. Cooper, it's Friday.
Yes, but it's also April Fool's Day, and I just thought I'd warn you that I put an exploding cigarette in that package in the living room.
Well, why warn me? Do you think I snitch cigarettes out of your living room?
Oh, why, no, Katie, but I noticed that you're smoking, and I just didn't want
to... I might not make much here, Mrs. Cooper, but I can still buy my own cigarettes. I don't stoop to petty things like stealing them.
I'm sorry, Katie. It's just that you have a cigarette in your mouth, and I wanted to be sure you didn't get the exploding one.
I accept your apology. Well, never mind the laughing, Mrs. Cooper. Help me find my upper plate.
Oh, there's one joke gone bluey. Well, this trick won't miss.
Well, what are you doing, Mrs. Cooper? Kissing the handkerchief?
Yeah, I want to smear it all up good with lipstick and slip it in George's pocket.
I don't get it.
Don't you see? I'll make some excuse and get him to take out his handkerchief, and then I'll just step back and let him try to explain the lipstick on it.
Oh, Mrs. Cooper, that's an awful thing to do to anybody.
Yeah, it's a dirty, sneaky thing to do, and I'm glad I thought of it.
But how are you going to plant it on him?
You're going to help me. Now, when he comes in, I'll stop him in the hall, and you reach out through the kitchen door and put the handkerchief in his overcoat pocket.
Oh, I feel like one of those, what do they call pickpockets? A regular drip.
That's dip. Now, get ready, Katie. He'll be home any minute. Here's the handkerchief.
Here you are, Mr. Anderson. A chocolate malt. Oh, hi, Mr. Cooper.
Hello, Felix. How's the drugstore business tonight?
Oh, business is fine, Mr. Cooper. Everybody's sick. What can I do for you?
Well, I want to play an April Fool joke on my wife, and I was wondering if you sell any of those novelty gags?
Like a glass of dribbles, or itching powder, or candy with soap in it?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. We don't have any.
Oh, that's too bad.
Hey, why don't you try Miller's? They got some swell-loaded cigars.
Well, that'd be fine, Felix, but Liz gave up cigars for Lent.
Oh. Well, you might try the trick I played on my fiancée, Imogene. We're engaged.
I gathered that.
Yeah. Anyway, I told her I'd lost my job and didn't have any money. Just as a joke.
Did she fall for it?
Yeah, I think so. She gave me my ring back.
Hey, you know, that's a good idea, Felix. I'll tell Liz I lost my job at the bank.
Yeah. Do you think she'll give you your ring back?
No, no, that's too much to hope for. But it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, here comes George now, Katie. Don't forget the handkerchief.
Is that you, George?
Yes, dear. It's me. I'm home.
Why, George, what's the matter? You look sick. Are you ill?
No, Liz, I...
You got hit by a car.
No, honey.
You were robbed.
No, darling.
You've been poisoned?
No, I...
Well, don't just stand there like a lump of putty. Tell me what happened.
Liz, I lost my job.
Oh, is that all?
Is that all?
Oh, George, what's a job as long as it isn't your health? If you'd broken your leg or something, it would be... You lost your job! Oh, why couldn't you just have broken your leg? How did it happen?
They fired me, Liz. I've foreclosed my last widow. They're already scraping my name off the door.
I can't believe it.
Yes, when I left, it was already down to George Coop.
But, George, you've been with the bank 10 years.
I know. Everybody felt terrible about it. There wasn't a dry eye in the place.
Well, I should hope not.
It even caused a run on the bank.
It did?
Yes. They were all crying so hard, people thought the bank had failed.
But why, George? Why did they fire you?
Well, the bank examiner discovered I'd done something wrong.
George, you don't mean that you...
Yes, Liz, I put new points in the bank pens.
What?
April Fool!
You mean you didn't lose your job?
Oh, of course not. Boy, did you fall for that.
George Cooper, that was a dirty trick.
Well, you're not mad, are you, Liz? I sort of half expected you to play an April Fool's trick on me.
Me? I wouldn't stoop to such a low trick.
Mrs. Cooper, can I see you a minute?
I'll be right there, Katie. George, give me your handkerchief a minute, will you?
Well, wait till I take my overcoat off.
No, don't take your coat off yet.
Well, why not? It's warm in here.
Oh, well, then why don't you take out your handkerchief and mop your brow?
Liz, do you feel well?
I feel fine. Matter of fact, I feel like playing a game.
What game?
Drop the handkerchief.
I think you've blown your top, Liz.
George, kiss me.
Yeah, do you mind if I take my coat off first?
No, kiss me right now.
Liz, if you're driving at something, I want to... Phew, now I've got to take my coat off.
Oh, look, I got lipstick on you. Give me your handkerchief, darling.
Oh, never mind. I'll take it off with the Kleenex.
Oh, give me your handkerchief. There's one sticking out of your coat pocket.
Well, that's funny. I never carry a handkerchief there.
Let's have it.
I don't know how this got in my... Oh, that's not a handkerchief.
Let me see it.
It's not a handkerchief.
What is it?
My shirt tail. I have a hole in my pocket.
If it's your shirt tail, how can you hold it behind your back like that?
It isn't easy.
Let me see that, George. Why, it is a handkerchief. And it's got lipstick on it.
No, it hasn't, Liz. Honest, that's not lipstick.
Then what is it?
Well, the truth is, I had a nosebleed today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that's it. I had a nosebleed.
Your blood type seems to be Tan G.
Well, Liz, I might as well tell you the truth.
Don't strain yourself.
Mrs. Cooper, come here a minute, will you?
Just a minute, Katie. Well, George, have you thought of a good truth yet?
Yes. I mean, this is the way it happened. You know Miss Johnson, that homely old maid secretary down at the bank.
Yes.
Well, I accidentally bumped into her and some of her lipstick got on my cheek.
She doesn't even come up to your shoulder. What was she doing, walking on stilts?
Well, no.
You don't really expect me to believe that, do you?
All right. I'll tell you the truth. I haven't the slightest idea where that lipstick came from. You think what you want to. I don't care to discuss it anymore. What are you laughing at?
April Fool!
What are you talking about?
That's my lipstick. I put some of it on your handkerchief and I planted it on you.
Well, you didn't fool me. I knew it all the time.
Oh, sure. Oh, George, you are so funny.
Now we're even.
Oh, husbands are so silly. They have such guilty consciences. Don't you know I'd trust you, George, no matter how bad things looked?
Oh, thank you, darling.
Oh, I forgot. Come in, Katie. I'll be right back, darling. What do you want, Katie?
It's about your April Fool joke, Mrs. Cooper.
Oh, it worked beautifully. You should have seen George's face.
You mean you've already done it?
Yes, why?
Well, how could you? I didn't put the hand...
Katie! What are you trying to tell me?
Well, he didn't stand close enough to the door. I couldn't slip the handkerchief in his pocket.
Oh, no, Katie.
I've still got it. Here it is.
What are you doing, honey? Come on into the living room and talk to me, baby.
Don't baby me, you monster. All right, George. How did the lipstick get on that other handkerchief?
I don't know. I thought you said you trusted me, Liz.
I did, and look what happened.
I thought it was a scream when I had one handkerchief with lipstick on it. Two of them ought to give you a real laugh.
You should be ashamed of yourself, George Cooper.
Look, Liz, I've been framed.
Ha!
Liz, outside of this house, I don't know what a kiss is.
Scientists don't know what electricity is either, but they know how to use it.
Oh, stop it. I thought you were the one who wasn't jealous.
I'm not. I merely have a healthy curiosity.
Well, for the last time, I don't know where that lipstick came from.
Ha!
Now look, Liz, I'm getting fed up. Do you believe me or not?
All right, George.
All right.
I believe you.
And that's the last time we'll hear of it.
Yes, George.
Good. Now let's go to bed.
All right. George?
What?
Who was she?
Oh!
George. George, wake up.
Hmm? What's the matter?
Was it the blonde cashier at the bank?
Oh, Liz, this is the third time you've waked me up. Now cut it out.
Was it Anita Aaron? Elaine Abbott? Dora Allberg? The A1 Cleaning Company? No, couldn't be them.
Where are you getting those names?
Out of the phone book. I'm going to find out who it was if I have to go through the whole book.
I'll go to sleep.
All right, Cooper, start talking.
What are you doing, Liz? Don't shine that bright light in my face.
This is the third degree. Now start talking. Who was it?
Now stop it, Liz. You've been pestering me all night. Now will you please let me get some sleep?
Well, all right, George. I won't ask you any more tonight.
Thank you. Good night. Oh, no, that isn't the alarm, is it?
Yes, and now that it's morning, George, who was it?
Oh.
Well, seems like everything happens to the Coopers, and that's not just cricket, is it? But say, here's something swell that can happen to your family. You can start right now treating them to delicious Jell-O puddings. Jell-O chocolate, butterscotch, and vanilla pudding. Boy, take it from me, there's something. Rich and distinctive, smooth as cream, chock full of old-fashioned homemade goodness. Try luscious Jell-O chocolate pudding in this tempting chocolate roll. Just prepare your pudding as directed on the package, reducing the milk to 1 3/4 cups. Cool, spread on a sheet of sponge cake, and roll it up like a jelly roll. It's a grand and glorious dessert treat. Jell-O puddings are so quick and easy to prepare. All you do is add milk and they take about 5 minutes to cook. Get all three Jell-O puddings tomorrow and find out why more women buy Jell-O puddings than any other prepared puddings in the world.
J-E-L-L-O.
Hey, George. George, wake up.
I tell you, I don't know where the lipstick came from.
What are you talking about, George? You went to sleep right at your desk.
Huh? Oh, hi, Joe. I didn't get any sleep last night. Liz found a handkerchief in my pocket with lipstick on it.
Oh, George, you sly devil, you.
I have no idea where it came from.
Hey, George, this is Joe, not Liz.
I'm telling you the truth.
Oh, it's a shame.
Shame?
Yeah. As long as you got arrested, it's too bad you didn't get to enjoy the crime.
Very fun.
Oh, don't worry, George. Uncle Joe's got a great idea. I'll call Liz and tell her I planted the handkerchief on you for an April Fool's joke.
Hey, now you're talking sense.
And it's all settled. I'll call right after you get home tonight, and the minute she hangs up, she'll fall into your arms.
Good.
Oh, say, I almost forgot what I came in here for. Atterbury wants to see you in his office.
Yeah, oh, all right. Don't forget to call tonight.
I won't.
Did you send for me, Mr. Atterbury?
Yes. Come in, George boy. Understand you had a little trouble at home last night.
Well, yes, but how'd you hear about it?
Well, things get around. Oh, you devil, you.
Oh, not you, too. I have no idea who put that lipstick on my handkerchief.
Of course not. Who was she, boy?
Listen, I said I don't know, But if I find the moron who put that handkerchief in my pocket, I'll punch him right in the nose.
Oh, I don't think you would.
Not much I wouldn't.
Well, here's my nose. Start punching.
Are you the moron? I mean, did you do it?
April Fool! Oh, it worked better than I thought.
Well, I should say it did. Liz is furious with me.
No.
She kept me up all night quizzing.
Yeah.
Well, frankly, Mr. Atterbury, I don't think it was funny. If you want to see me on business, I'll be in my office.
Oh,
goodbye.
Don't go away, mad boy. Oh, that poor guy. I ought to do something to straighten it out for him.
Mrs. Cooper, you can't stay out here in the kitchen all night.
I'm very happy reading this book. I don't care to sit in the same room with you-know-who until he explains how that you-know-what got into his you-know-where.
You mean you're going to stay here until what's-his-name explains about whatchamacallit?
Yes. And don't worry about me. I'm not the least bit upset. And I'm enjoying this book.
Do you always hold the book upside down when you read it?
What? Oh, well, I wish I did know where that hanky came from. I'll get it. Hello.
Hello, Liz. This is Joe Ridgely.
Oh, hello, Joe. Do you want to speak to George?
Hey, well, gosh, I don't know if I dare. I hope I haven't caused him any trouble.
What do you mean?
Well, yesterday was April Fool's, and I put a handkerchief in his pocket with a lot of lipstick on it.
You did?
Yeah. And then I forgot to go ahead with the trick, and he went home before I remembered. You weren't mad, were you?
Me? Mad? Oh, Joe.
Well, some women would have blown their tops.
Joe, what kind of a wife do you think I am? I did see it, and George said he didn't know where it came from, and that was the end of it.
Yeah?
Sure.
Well, I just thought I'd call in case anything went wrong.
Well, thanks for calling, Joe. George?
Yes, Liz?
That was Joe Ridgely on the phone.
Oh, now do you believe I didn't know where that handkerchief came from?
How did you know what he told me?
I was listening to your end of the conversation, and I put two and two together.
Oh. Well, George, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right, Liz. I understand.
I guess I was just a mean, jealous, nagging wife.
Yes, you were.
Well, you don't have to agree with me.
Oh, now, honey, don't start crying.
Do you forgive me?
Well, I guess so.
Kiss me, George. I promise never to be jealous again. Scout's honor.
Honey, you just don't appreciate me. I'm as trustworthy and loyal as an old dog.
George?
What?
Let me sit on your lap, dog. Oh, darn it, I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, is that you, Liz, girl?
Oh, hello, Mr. Atterbury. How are you?
Fine, girl, fine. But I have some explaining to do to you.
To me?
Yes. It's about a little April Fool joke I played on George.
Oh, you too. I just heard about another one that was played on him. What did you do?
I slipped a handkerchief with lipstick on it in George's pocket. Liz? Are you there?
I'm here, all right. Didn't you notice anything unusual when you put the handkerchief in George's pocket?
Like what?
Like finding you were shaking hands with Joe Ridgely?
I don't know what you mean. I just wanted to be sure you understood, Liz.
Oh, I understand perfectly.
Oh, then everything's all right.
Everything is just ginger peachy.
Good. Well, goodbye, girl.
Goodbye, boy.
What was it, Liz?
You're back in the doghouse, Rover.
What's the matter?
Another entry has just come in the George Cooper Alibi Derby.
What?
Joe Ridgely said he put the handkerchief in your pocket. Now Mr. Atterbury comes up with the same story. Which story do you want me to believe?
Well, now, Liz...
Which friend has the phony?
Liz, I can explain. Mr. Atterbury was telling the truth, and Joe was just doing me a favor. Being jealous again.
You're darn right I am.
Well, what about that scout's honor?
Shake hands with an ex-brownie.
Liz, I've told you the truth. If you don't believe me, I'll treat you like the child that you are and put you over my knee.
You wouldn't dare.
Oh, wouldn't I? Come on,
put
over
me
my
down.
Knee.
I won't let you. Oh.
you're just crying because I hurt your pride.
And that isn't all. Gee, that hurt. I never got spanked that much when I was little.
Well, when you were little, there wasn't that much to spank.
First you smooch other women, then you beat me, and now you say I'm a big fat cow.
I said you were a big fat cow.
See, you admit it. Well, George, if that's the way you're going to act, there isn't room for both of us under this roof. I'm leaving. George, I said I'm leaving.
Goodbye.
Now, don't you try and stop me.
Who's stopping you?
I'm going to leave right now. Well, I'm leaving.
Okay, okay.
I really am leaving.
Goodbye.
For the last time, I'm leaving.
I said goodbye.
Goodbye. Next time, I'm going out the door.
Go ahead.
Oh, you heartless beast. Just for that, I'm leaving. Goodbye. Go ahead. Give me another one. And this time, make it a double. I'm going to drown my sorrows.
But, Mrs. Cooper, that's your third lemon Coke.
I know, Felix. I don't care what happens to me. Felix, men are beasts.
Yeah, I guess we are.
And George Cooper's the biggest beast of all.
Well, I always thought he was a great guy.
To you, yes. But to me, he's cruel and nasty.
Gee whiz.
And I've left him forever.
Gee whiz.
Do you know what he did, Felix? He beat me.
Gee whiz.
I had a feeling you'd say that.
Liz, there you are. Gee whiz, I've been looking all over for you.
Don't speak to her, you cad.
What? Liz, I didn't think you were serious about leaving. Come on home.
Felix, will you tell Mr. Cooper I'm not speaking to him?
She's not speaking to you.
Oh, look, Liz.
Through me, please.
Well, tell her I apologize, and I'd like her to come home with me.
He apologizes, and he'd like you to come home with him.
I'm not going home to a wife beater.
She's not going home to a wife beater.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Tell Mr. Cooper he's wasting his time.
You're wasting your time.
I am not.
He is not.
I refuse to continue this exchange of banalities, and I will consider it a favor if he will remove his person from this vicinity.
I refuse to... You care for a malt, Mr. Cooper?
Now, Liz, cut out this nonsense.
Now, Liz, cut out this nonsense.
You keep out of this, Felix.
You keep out of this, Felix. Oh.
Mr. Cooper, that I...
Why, George Cooper, how are you?
Hello, Charlie.
Say, I'm glad I ran into you. I've got your overcoat.
What?
Yeah, I picked it up by mistake at lunch yesterday. You must have mine. Here's yours.
Oh, thanks.
Let me see that. Oh, George, it is your coat.
I hope you didn't look in the pockets of my coat. I had a heavy date the night before.
George, if this is true, what about those other stories, Mr. Atterbury's and Ridgely's?
Oh, they were just friends trying to help me out.
Oh, George, I'm awfully sorry.
Well, you should be. I'll bring your coat down to the bank tomorrow, Charlie.
Oh, all right, George. Oh, give me a Coke, son.
George, will you take me with you, please?
Well, all right.
Oh, thanks, George. You're so wonderful.
Gee whiz.
I'm sure glad they made up. They're swell people, aren't they?
I don't know. I never saw them before.
Yeah.
You had his coat.
Search me. He stopped me on the street outside, handed me the coat, gave me $10 to come in and say that.
Yes, Lucille.
Well, so long, Robert. I'm off on another session of Making the Most Out of Radio.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to see the world, find out what's going on. Let's see now. Alaska, the Bering Straits, the land of the midnight sun. Mm-hmm. Sounds like fun. That's it. Mr. Soundman, on to the Arctic Ocean. I said on to it, not into it. What's the matter? Couldn't you get your bearings straight? Well, Alaska looks pretty good.
Bum, 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 bee, boo.
Well, here comes a great big white bear, and it's singing. Pardon me, what kind of a bear are you?
I'm a polar.
I had to pick up an Alaskan cornball. Say, how come you can talk, bear boy?
Well, if I couldn't, how could I say the Jell-O puddings are a trio of treats?
Well, you know, you have a very important point there. What else is brewing along the same line? Brewing, get it?
Well, Jell-O chocolate pudding is luscious with deep-down chocolatey goodness.
Well, I'll bear you out on that. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I won't say another word.
Jell-O butterscotch pudding has that buttery brown sugar flavor.
Well.
Jell-O vanilla pudding is rich and smooth as cream. Jell-O puddings are so easy to make, too. All you do is add milk, and they take only about 5 minutes to cook to a velvety, rich perfection.
Thank you. You have just heard a program from Alaska where the nights are 6 months long. Tune in again tomorrow night at 9:30 and hear our little comedy of Eskimo family life, The Icebergs. Good night, all.
You have been listening to My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning, and based on characters created by Isabel Scott Rory. Lucille Ball will soon be seen in the Columbia picture Miss Grant Takes Richmond. Be sure to listen to Lucille Ball and My Favorite Husband again next week, presented by...
J-E-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tapioca puddings. Yes, sirree.
Bob Lamont speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
A presentation of RadioClassics.com. Programs are copyright their respective owners. All rights reserved.